This book is on the Canario Press. I got a copy because, I don't know, I got one in March. But I've got some new stuff to read to you. Thank you for having me. I'm really honored to be here and grateful. And honored to be among you poets. Well, this poem is for anybody who's either been a prostitute or felt like a prostitute. And, good. We're in it together. Okay, poem from an okay animal and sometimes sucker. I am writing a poem today to pay my way. Today. Okay, I definitely need to do this. I definitely suck, and as a sucker must construct something that is not exactly me, but that can be useful in an information way, or at least provide a service. Hydrogen doesn't need to pay rent. I or she need or needs to pay rent, at least today. She or I does or do. Therefore, permit me to what? Love you? No can do, amigo. Right now, no. I was hoping to come up with a joke. A joke. That is the best thing in the whole world, apart from the rise up from 1 to 7, good-tasting food, my bicycle, movies, inside a rolling car at night, pleasant, friendly handling as from a humble tamer. Jokes are good, too, though, if they're funny. I want you to have something good, which means I do love you in a way, if you aren't scary and you don't smell bad. I mean that you shouldn't stink. If your olfactory ability is faulty, but your scent is inoffensive, that's okay. I'm sorry, but it's okay. I can still love you if you aren't boring, crushingly fat, or germy today. And I am a worker. I will work like a trooper. And troopers are stupid. But, or because they follow direction, I can follow direction. If you aren't boring, this should work. I hope you aren't a sadist. I am not a sadist. Obvious honesty is my territory, which, what I know at the moment, it isn't much, and yes, I flail in my room. Children come to me crying all the time. Sometimes they want to sleep against me, and they're okay. Sometimes I can stand this, but sometimes, no, I won't. So you know, I won't sometimes. This isn't code. It's only its imprecise self. The part of the universe that expresses itself through inconsistency is within me all the time. I don't like it all the time, but there it is, all the time, inconsistently. Though I am pretty sure that I don't like heavy metal music, and I do not like endless free jazz. I don't like foreign operas or squeaky balloons, so we shouldn't play that sort of music if we are to make love. You know, in the car or the friend's basement while playing cards, for instance. When we have a meal, that would be amazing. To see you eat something, that would be worth it. Even if you stink, are fat and sweating, I won't care if you are so happy I can feel it. That would be the ultimate, your actual happiness, and me really feeling it.